This is TTTE. My name is Q-kun. Episode number 1 is here. We're talking today about penis size of Thomas the Tank Engine. The train, is it huge or small? How much is big? This podcast is sponsored by ourselves. We are our own sponsors, so check us out at podbot.ai, that's spelled P-O-D as in podcast, and B-O-T as in robot. .ai, which stands for artificial intelligence. We're not charging anything at podbot.ai and we're not even running any ads other than this one. But we do want to spread the fun around, so tell your friends about podbot.ai, or don't. We don't really care. What many men have been asking at this time is how big the average penis is. According to a study published in the British Journal of Urology International, the average length of an erect penis is 5.16 inches and the average girth is about 6.5 millimeters. The average length of a flaccid penis was 3.61 inches, according to the same study, while in one of the most recent studies, one by the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists in 2010, the average length of an erect penis was 5 to 16 inches and 6 to 8 inches for a woman. If your erect penis is 11 centimeters, it is in the 10th percentile, and if it is 15 centimeters, it is in the 85th percentile. Read on to learn what you can do if you are worried that your penises are too small. Men who deal with the size of their penis can also be diagnosed with a body dysmorphic disorder, where anxiety, excessive self-esteem and distress focus on their penis size and shape. Although 2.28% of the male population suffers from BDDD, the diagnosis of BDDD in small penile anxiety does not exclude the possibility of other diseases such as erectile dysfunction, depression, anxiety and depression. Many scientific researchers are trying to answer the question that men and women around the world are asking for clear information: how large is the average penis? A Google search shows that sex lives on the basis of penis size, not the penis size itself. Many people are afraid whether their penis is big enough and whether it will satisfy a sexual partner. The 2019 research paper notes that most men believe that the average length of an erect penis is between 5 and 6 centimeters. The average dimensions of erect penises in the study were 1.3 inches, 2 inches and 2.5 inches long. The 2019 study found that many men overestimate the size of their penises when reporting sexual activity with another person. The results show that sexual experiences with this person are more likely to be overestimated than the average length of the erect penis. British researchers, who compiled data from a study in which participants had their members measured by professionals, said the figures should help reassure a large majority of men that the size of their penises is within the normal range. The team then used the collected numbers to develop a graph that doctors can use to advise men with small penile anxiety. The project urges men to seek help if they have concerns and to remember that penises come in all shapes and sizes, from small to large, as well as large and small. One expert said the porn industry had helped promote distorted images of the ideal penis, leading to fears over concerns about penis size. In the worst-case scenario, men can be diagnosed with penile anxiety disorder, a debilitating mental illness that can lead to depression, anxiety, such as symptoms and even suicide attempts. Hormone treatment, surgery and other techniques can increase the size of very small penises. A micropenis performs the same function as an average-sized penis, but it may appear smaller because it has additional skin. Some people are unhappy with their appearance, and hormone treatments or surgeries or other techniques can cause them to grow. People may talk about a spilled penis that can be resolved by surgery, but that is not always the case. If the penis reaches to the back of the testicles, this part is not included in the measured length. An erect penis of 3.94 inches is in the 5th percentile, meaning that only 5 out of every 100 men would have a penis shorter. This means that out of 100 men, only 4 would be circumcised and all penises would be longer than 6.3 inches. A study published in the Journal of Urology also found that the length of the penis in case of saggy skin is not a predictor of its erection length. In other words, men may have erections of similar size, but flaccid penises of varying size. Conversely, those with an erect penis of 10 centimeters fell into the 5th percentile. Only 5 out of every 100 men would have a penis larger than 16 centimeters, and of these only 5 would have penises smaller than 10 millimeters. The new study, published today in the British Journal of Urology International, synthesized data from 17 previous scientific papers, including one from the US Department of Health. When Veal and his team set about settling a bill for penis proportions, they decided to compile the data using a standardized measurement method with doctors. We had to use the same measurement method that was used in this study because we were curious how they measured it. This is all for today, guys. My name is Hugh and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of TTTE and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks. Bye-bye.